Evan and the great man, he's back again in studio where I am not. Connor Watson, good morning.
Hey mate, how are you?
Mate, I'm recovering from the Bucks until next week.
It's weird.
In lockdown.
It's weird because normally, like, I look at you and like you're smaller, but now you're even smaller. You're this tiny little thing on the screen.
Whoa, I'm already fragile, Connor.
Connor, we should have had a word before you came in. He's feeling sensitive.
I'm very
He's
fragile.
He's feeling on the outer. He's fragile. Please be kind today.
I'm in lockdown until next Friday, Connor. Next Friday, I get another two COVID tests, all because I went to the Byron Bay Beach Hotel, where I know you frequent a lot.
He was the stripper trade.
That's right, for that hens party. Remember we had a bloke come on and say, I was on my own Bucks one time, and there was a hens party looking all a bit sad in the corner of this particular venue, and we went over and said, hey, what's wrong? And they went, oh, a stripper didn't show up. And he went, well, ladies, let me step in here. Not professional, but just thought he'd step in. Ducko, same sort of vibe.
Same, you know, well, me, man, I'm a hero. Yeah.
Absolutely.
I got a message from Connor on the Saturday being like, have you slept yet? And I was like, not really.
No. What did you make of his gimp suit, Connor? Did you like the outfit with the nipples and the black patent leather?
Yeah, I liked it. Jack Johns would have been a big fan.
Oh, is he into it, is he?
Yeah, he's all into all that stuff.
Really?
Or BDM.
Okay, got a couple of new followers there, Ducko.
Yeah. Jackie, I thought it was weird how he slid into my DMs that night.
Now let's talk footy. Dragons this weekend. How you feeling after, I'm going to say, the slip up last week?
Yeah, it was not a good loss from us. One we'd like to have back, but like we've been saying straight away after the game, the best thing about footy is that we get another opportunity to right our wrongs this week. So taking on the Dragons, taking on Andrew McCulloch, who was here last year with us.
Of course.
He's captain there now, so he's obviously doing big things at the Dragons. And they've come off two wins as well. So
yep.
Do you go harder against him when you're playing against a mate? And does he go harder against you, or is it a bit awkward?
Nah, I think everyone will be going harder just because you want to get one up. You don't want your mate to be able to put it over you. So, he'll definitely be firing up his lads, but you know, we like I said before, we've got to right our wrongs from last week, and I know the boys are itching to get back out there.
Yeah, well, now we've got 100% capacity at McDonald Jones, and the crowd last week was only 75, and it was fantastic.
Yeah,
it
was
crazy. So now we've got 100, so good.
Yeah, I'm so excited. It just even on the weekend, it was a big occasion with Pierce's 300th, and
yes,
I noticed no balloons in the tunnel for him. I thought we talked about doing something.
I took a photo. I forgot to send it to you because actually, when I went into training after we had this conversation, there was 300 balloons sitting there. I took it on my phone. My phone's outside the studio.
Did you
bring
him to it?
No balloons,
Connor. What good is this if you don't send it to me?
I know. I'm so sorry. I got caught up.
Until I see evidence, this is all just chitter chatter at this point. No. I saw Mitch run out. There was this couple of printed photos. Oh, that's nice, but there was no festivities.
A few candids in front of the 300 balloon.
Yeah.
Now, mate, I asked Blake Green this on Monday, but I feel as though you're closer to it, being a former housemate, Tex Hoy.
Yes.
In the NRL app, every single player I've ever seen on there has a little headshot whenever they do something, like conversion by, blah, 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 blah. Tex Hoy just has the letters TH.
Yeah.
What's he done to the NRL app that's pissed him off?
I don't know.
Why doesn't
he's got a rude head on him.
Yeah,
he's not a good looking bloke, you see. So just like, nah,
he's the only person in the league that doesn't have a photo. What has he done?
Yeah, maybe he didn't like his headshot and he's asked him not to put it there.
He's vetoed. He's embargoed
maybe
the headshot.
Maybe he said, you can't use that photo. It's actually funny because like where we sit in our lockers, so they have a photo of our head with our name.
Yeah.
And
is that in case you forget what you look like?
Yeah,
Connor walks in, he's like, who am I? Where am I?
Oh, that one matches me. Okay, go sit there.
Jack.
It's been a long... I played a lot of games of rugby league, right?
Yeah. Touché.
Yeah, anyway,
So they do like a headshot and then they go and pick the photo that's in our locker for the whole year.
Oh.
Everyone's walked in this year and be like, what is this? You couldn't have picked a worse photo. Okay?
Oh, really?
I'm like doing like some weird like pose like that.
Tex actually
looks very like Alfalfa off Little Rascals. That's how his headshot looks.
Yeah.
Is he doing a sweet little smile, Alfred. Is he? Yeah.
Yeah, his hair's like parted all perfectly. He just needs the one sticking
Connor,
up.
Connor, for all the talk we hear about contract negotiations, you got to work that into the contract. I get final approval of my headshots.
Yeah, geez, Jess would be having none of that. We take about 45
photos.
You should
see the conversations we have when our billboards are going up. Oh, boy.
Do you have to do those full days of shooting for the NRL where you're like throwing a ball to yourself and looking gruff and stuff like that?
You got to put the smoky eyes on. And
I tell you what, you look 10 times cooler in our TV commercial. We're dancing in front of a grassy meadow. So,
have you seen our commercial?
No,
you need to watch more Channel 9, Dale. It comes on about 7,000 times during maths.
It's just us dancing. At least you get to cross your arms and look serious and look really cool in your jersey.
I mean, to be fair, Ducko, you got likened to Robbie Williams. That's not a bad comparison.
Mm. So true. Yeah. People ask if I have contacts in Connor or if I'm wearing fake tan. They're the common questions that I get.
Speaking of Blake Green, actually, quickly, is he playing this weekend?
Yeah, I think so.
Wonderful.
Oh, great.
Very exciting.
So what does that mean for you then, position-wise?
I think Blake's going to come off I'm not exactly sure. I'll probably play the same role I have been for the last few weeks. So I'll just be playing in the middle. And then Blake... I don't know if he'll start. I'm not exactly sure, but I think he'll sort of play. I think me, Kurt, Piercy, and Blake will all be on the field at the same time.
Yeah, wicked.
At some point, which is going to be different, but I think I'm looking forward to it. It'll be a pretty expensive style of footy, but we'll just see how it goes, eh?
Yeah, that'd be fun. You were getting a big rap from the commentators on Channel 9 on the weekend, Connor, when I was watching. A lot of close-ups, and they were giving you such a big rap.
A lot of close-ups on my shorts?
Yeah. No, mate, off that extra small jersey you're going around getting in.
Ducko, do you hear yourself sometimes?
What do you mean?
Huh? What?
What did I do?
No, it's beautiful. I'm sad you're not here.
I seen Brett Finch after the game. And he was like to me, when you were about to go on the field, I was trying to work out whether everyone's shorts are really tight or it's just yours. And he seemed after the game, he's like, get some bigger shorts, man.
You got to put a cold wash, Connor, cold wash, hot water, stuff.
Keep doing what you're doing, Connor, we appreciate it.
Yeah, well, if you want to see Connor's shorts in the flesh or on the flesh, give us a buzz right now. We got a few double passes. To see the Knights take on the Dragons this Sunday, McDonald Jones Stadium, 4:05. Connor Watson, thanks so much, mate.
Get the win, mate. Get the win. I'll be in isolation watching, Connor. Do it for me. If you score a try, can you give me like a shout out? Like do like a D with your fingers or something? Yes. Do that for me.
Do the chicken dance because it looks like a duck.
Yeah, do the chicken dance. Do a quack. Yeah, if you do that, if you score a try, do that. Please do that. Oh,
do
I mean
it. He's lonely.
I'll take your pants off. Whatever works, Connor.
Anything to cheer you up, mate.
Thank you, buddy.